Good morning, Hope. It is my very special pleasure today to introduce you to a visitor to Hope College, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, and first would like to ask some of those who have come to accompany him to our campus if they would stand. We have guests with us from Meiji Gakuin University. Many of you are familiar with Meiji Gakuin, which is one of our partner institutions in Japan. We have members of the senior administration from Meiji Gakuin who are visiting this week. We also have with us the superintendent of the school board in Komoro City, a small community in the Nagano region of Japan, who's a part of the delegation visiting us today. So would you please join me in welcoming these visitors? Now, I said visitor, I didn't say guest, because the person I'd like to introduce you today is really a member of the Hope family. We're very fortunate to have with us President Udono. President Udono is president of Meiji Gakuin University. It's not his first visit to Hope College, and Hope and Meiji Gakuin go back a long, long way together. We actually have some shared DNA. Both institutions were founded by Reformed Church people, missionaries in Japan in the case of Meiji Gakuin, and we have a long history that's intertwined going back almost to the founding of Hope College. I'll share a little bit more about that in just a moment. But the reason for the visit of these people today and this week is that we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of an exchange program between Meiji Gakuin and Hope College. Many of you are aware of that program. I'm guessing there are students here in the room who've been to Meiji Gakuin. And if so, could you just raise your hand if you've been to Meiji Gakuin? Nobody in the room's hand is going up?
They're in the back.
Oh, way in the back. All right. So every year we send students to Meiji Gakuin to study in Japan, and Meiji Gakuin sends students here. We also exchange faculty members every year. Many of you know Professor John Yelding in the Education Department. He's at Meiji Gakuin right now teaching in a faculty exchange. Over the last 50 years, there have been about 1,500 students and faculty members who've gone back and forth between the two institutions. And if you're here in the summer, maybe doing summer research, you'll have the opportunity every year to meet that group of students who come from Meiji Gakuin to study with us in the summertime. So this is a cherished relationship, really just an extension of the Hope family in so many ways. And I would like to invite President Udono to share some remarks with us. Professor Andy Nakajima of our faculty is here to translate for him. And then I'll ask him a question or two, and then maybe just share a few closing thoughts on why I think this is such a significant relationship for Hope College. So, President Udono.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Yeah. Dear students, I'm from Japan, from Meiji Gakuin University. I will speak in Japanese, and Professor Nakajima translates. So, 今日このようにホープカレッジのチャペルアワーで短い時間ですがお話しできることは光栄ですし嬉しく思います。
It is my great pleasure to meet all of you and to be able to speak briefly about our wonderful relationship between Meiji Gakuin and Hope.
このホープカレッジのチャペルアワーにはこれまで2度出席したことがあります。
I attended the Hope College Chapel twice in the past.
この大きなチャペルが満員になるほど学生や教職員が礼拝に出席している様子を見て本当に驚きました。
It amazed me to see so many students and faculty and staff members come together to worship God in this chapel.
何が皆さんをチャペルに引きつけているのか知りたいと思いました。
It made me really curious about what makes you come to the chapel day after day.
私たちの明治学院大学はホープカレッジと同じキリスト教のバックボーンを持っています。
My school, Meiji Gakuin University, shares the same mission and backbone as a Christian school.
改革派、長老派系のキリスト教です。
We share the same tradition of both Presbyterian and the Reformed faith.
私自身、45年前の大学生の時に、グランドラピッツの改革派教会から派遣されてきた宣教師に、から洗礼を受けました。
I myself came to know Christ 45 years ago, and got baptized by this Reformed Church missionaries who resides now in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
そういう意味でも、私はホープカレッジに精神的に強い絆を抱いております。
So I feel like I'm part of the member of a great Hope community.
明治学院とホープカレッジが交流を始めて、今年で50年になりました。
This year makes that the 50th year anniversary of our special relationship with Hope College and 明治学院。
明治学院大学は現在37の海外の大学と学生交流、交換留学制度を持っていますが、私たちにとってホープカレッジは最も重要で、精神的に最も近しい大学です。
明治学院 has a relationship with 37 different schools all over the world. However, for us as 明治学院, Hope College has the utmost important relationship for us.
今年の5月には明治学院で交流50周年の記念式典を行い、ナップ学長ゴンザレス先生をはじめ、Hope College の先生方が式に出席してくださいました。
This past May, we invited President Knapp and Mrs. Kelly Knapp and Provost, Associate Provost Alfred Gonzalez and his wife Maria and Andy Nakajima, as well as Amy Otis to our campus to celebrate our 50th year anniversary.
今回は私たち明治学院の教員がこちらに参りました。
And then we have a privilege of coming here together with my colleagues today, so thank you for inviting us.
明治学院大学とホープカレッジの交流がこれからさらに発展することを願っていますし、この交流に神の祝福と導きを祈りたいと思います。
I hope and pray that God will continue to bless our relationship and so that we can flourish together as a part of the member of Christ.
日本は、キリスト教の人口が 1% 以下であります。
And the Japanese Christian population is just less than 1%.
その中で、日本にはたくさんのキリスト教主義の学校、小学校、中学、高校、大学があります。
However, there are so many Christian schools, starting from elementary school all the way to universities.
で、キリスト教は教育の面で、社会にたくさん影響を与えてきました。
And then, Christianity in Japan has impacted, in the society, in the field of education.
今、私たちの課題は、若い人たちにどのようにしてキリスト教を伝えていくことができるかということであります。
Our challenge is to how to share the gospel with the people like you, the younger people.
このようなたくさんの学生たちが集まるチャペルを私たちは夢見ています。
And then we are dreaming that someday the Meiji Gakuin has a wonderful chapel service like what you have.
May I take a photo for my students?
Yes, so that he can put this on the Facebook. Is that okay? Yeah. So 3, 2, 1, and you can say Jesus. How's that? Is it okay? All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready? 3, 2, 1, Jesus. Oh, no, no. No, it wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. Okay, one more time. You can do better.
Once more.
3, 2, 1, Jesus. Perfect. All right.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You so much. Thank you.
So... I want to thank you for the hospitality that you and your colleagues showed us on our visit to Japan in June. One of the things we learned in visiting Japan is that it's a country where about 1% of the population are Christian. And so you can imagine being a Christian institution, a university with a Christian mission, in a country where so few people are Christian, there's a particular challenge, I would think, and a particular role for an institution like that in a society where so few people know Jesus Christ. And I just want to commend the work that you do, Udono Sensei, the fact that you and your colleagues continue to uphold Jesus Christ in your society, and that you're providing students with an opportunity to learn about Christ through their education at Meiji Gakuin. One thing I want to just share with you is that going all the way back to the very beginning of the founding of Hope College, we had students from Japan who were a part of this community. You know, we talk about the idea that we are growing world Christians in the soil of hope, and indeed we are, and we have been for a long time in this soil. And those world Christians that grew up here and went to tell the story far and wide originally were actually students who came from Japan. We had 14 students in the earliest days of the college from Japan. Students who came here didn't speak English, and went back to Japan and took Hope College with them in so many ways. One person in particular comes to mind that we are actually very proud of, and we had an opportunity to visit his home in Komoro City.
is a man named Kimuru, who graduated from Hope College in one of our very first classes, was the valedictorian of his class, came here not speaking English and gave his commencement address as valedictorian in English and Japanese and Latin. And he became a Christian while he was here. He wasn't a Christian when he arrived, but he was a Christian when he left. He went to New Brunswick Seminary and went home to Japan as a minister just 10 years after Christianity was legal in Japan. And he brought the gospel to Japan in a transformative way and has left his mark to this day on that country. We had an opportunity to visit his hometown. One of the things that you would be interested in was that he wanted to go back to Japan and recreate the Hope experience. And there was a Hope experience back then. The Hope experience in those days was that all the students and the president and the faculty all lived together in Van Vleck Hall. It was the campus. And in that close proximity to one another, they developed close relationships. And Kimuru and his friend Ogimi actually came to know Jesus Christ in that setting, right there in Van Vleck Hall. So when Kimuru went back to Japan, to Kimura City, he wanted to create a school, and he did. He started a new school, and he wanted to model it after Hope. So the first thing he did, of course, was to recreate Van Vleck Hall. We had the opportunity to visit Kimura City and see a replica of Van Vleck Hall in Japan, and it actually looks like it. That was pretty cool, and I think really a testament to the impact that Hope College had in his life, and that impact continues to be felt today in so many ways. I want to share with you that these Japanese students who came to America were among the first wave of Japanese young people who were sent out by the Japanese government to get to know the world. It was a time when Japan was opening itself up to the larger global society in the 1860s. And these were young people from samurai families who were sent out as young leaders to learn about the world and bring it back home. And part of that was go somewhere and attend a college. And so there they were in New York, having come in from the West Coast, traveled across the country, and a few students were there in New York City trying to find a place to go to college. And our friend Kimuru happens to encounter our first president of the Hope College, Philip Phelps, who was in New York during paying a visit there. And he writes to one of his friends, and he says, "I met a gentleman named Dr. Phelps on January 21st. This is in 1868. He was from a place called Holland in Michigan. He was a kind, honest, very intelligent man, and he was chosen to lead in this village about 5 or 6 years ago to provide help and education to the people there. He built a school, he helps the needy, and does a lot of wonderful deeds for the people in the village. They revere him like God." So things have changed for college presidents since those days. But I think it's a wonderful story that a president of Hope College happened to be in New York, encountered these Japanese students and said, "Why don't you come out to Holland and join us in this new college and be part of one of our first classes?" What a blessing it's been to have a relationship with the people of Japan all the way back to the beginning. We now have formal partnerships with 5 universities in Japan. It's a part of the fabric of Hope College. It's a cornerstone that we build our global mission on. And as we grow world Christians in the soil of Hope, we look at our experience in Japan as the model that we want to replicate over time as we provide you and future students with greater opportunities to serve and lead in a global society. But again, just want to express my great appreciation to President Udono and to those who've come from Meiji Gakuin, and to just say that it's a blessing to us to be in this relationship with you and to be a part of your family. Yeah. So, friends, would you please join me again in expressing thanks to our visitors. Let's pray as we leave. Gracious and loving God, we are so thankful for friends near and far who know you, who serve you, and who strive to bring the gospel to a world so much in need of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this partnership with these friends. We ask you to continue to bless it in every way. Be present with us now as we go forward on this campus throughout the day. In Christ's name, amen.